听力课堂，听 class.com。
5. Crossing the Rubicon. The march to Italy was begun. The soldiers were even more enthusiastic than Caesar himself. They climbed mountains, waded rivers, endured fatigue, faced all kinds of danger for the sake of their great leader. At last, they came to a little river called the Rubicon. It was the boundary line of Caesar's province of Gaul. On the other side of it was Italy. Caesar paused a moment on the bank. He knew that to cross it would be to declare war against Pompey and the Roman Senate. It would involve all Rome in a fearful strife, the end of which no man could foresee. But he did not hesitate long. He gave the word and rode boldly across the shallow stream. "We have crossed the Rubicon," he cried as he reached the farther shore. "There is no turning back." Soon the news was carried to Rome. Caesar has crossed the Rubicon. And there was great dismay among those who had plotted to destroy him. Pompey's soldiers deserted him and hastened to join themselves to Caesar's army. The Roman senators and their friends made ready to flee from the city. "Caesar has crossed the Rubicon!" was shouted along the roads and byways leading to Rome, and the country people turned out to meet and hail with joy the conquering hero. The word was carried a second time to the city. "Caesar has crossed the Rubicon," and the wild flight began. Senators and public officers left everything behind and hurried away to seek safety with Pompey. On foot, on horseback, in litters, in carriages, they fled for their lives, all because Caesar had crossed the Rubicon. Pompey was unable to protect them. He hurried to the seacoast and, with all who were able to accompany him, sailed away to Greece. Caesar was the master of Rome. From 30 More Famous Stories Retold by James Baldwin.